Hey, I'm sorry, buddy. You all right?
I hope I didn't ruin your suit. Whoa. Oh. What is that? Calvin Klein.
What happened? Okay. Yeah, I will tell her. I love you, Mom.
You didn't know you committed fraud?
I've done a full inventory since fall. I resolved to give investigators my memos and emails.
And you think that's the extent of your responsibility?
Look, I run a software company, that's all. I'm involved in the big picture, not all these details.
You mean details like defrauding the IRS for $430 million?
Objection!
Yes, thank you. In stereo. Sustained, AUSA Stabler.
Bucky, Your Honor.
Bucky.
You are the CEO of TaxLaunch.com, a company that allows taxpayers to file online returns and to receive online refunds.
That's correct.
2 years ago, you began to file fraudulent claims from criminals using stolen Social Security numbers.
We didn't know they were fraudulent.
Really? You sent 86 tax refunds to a single address. Tax refunds totaling $3,267,000. All sent to the same Southside address.
I was the CEO of a company, sir. I didn't have time to check every single envelope. I trusted the people under me. People like Dale.
Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, we need just one lawyer to object at a time. Please.
Mr. Stabler is again attempting to use our co-defendant against us, and we again ask Your Honor to sever our two defenses. As long as they are combined, the new AUSA will use us against each other.
Is that what you're doing, Mr. Bucky?
Never, Your Honor.
Your motion is again acknowledged and denied.
All right, please come after us like that again. We'll come after you.
This is a government wiretap dated March 3rd, 2011. Would you listen, please, and identify your own voice?
Hello?
It's me, Ben. You up?
Yeah, I was just winding down.
Objection, Your Honor. This is a wiretap of my client speaking with his wife. Therefore, it is subject to spousal privilege.
Your Honor, Mrs. Foster was a co-conspirator. Therefore, the spousal shield law
is... Mr. Stabler can assert conspiracy all he wants, but there has been no evidence.
The evidence is being gathered.
Well, then gather it and then submit the tap.
Stop. It's gratifying that you all feel so comfortable to talk over each other in my court. But, sustained, Bucky. This wiretap of the defendant speaking with his wife must not be used. Bring me evidence of a conspiracy, and I'll reconsider.
You're trying to blame me now. I was just stating a fact. I was the CEO, you were the CFO.
I am not going to jail for you.
Okay, that's enough. We're on the same side here. You seem to be everywhere these days, Bucky.
Yeah, I got rich. I got old, got bored. I thought I'd help out my Uncle Sam at the Department of Justice. Nail some bad guys, like yours. So we're 0-1.
We're
0-1.
Ah, well, we'll have to change that, won't we?
Alicia.
Owen, hi. What are you doing here?
I came to see you kicking ass. Wow, you were great out there, sis, really.
I haven't done anything yet.
Okay, take the compliment, seriously.
Look, what came?
Where's it from?
The Caribbean.
She's getting closer.
Yeah, she's flying in tonight.
Flying in where?
Here, home.
Why? Malcolm wants to see family?
I don't think so. The last time I talked to her, she said she had met someone, Henry, from Alaska, an oilman, on the last cruise.
Do they even have oilmen anymore?
Apparently, in Alaska. Maybe she wants a divorce from Malcolm. Maybe she needs your expertise.
Oh, dear Lord.
So what's next? More objections? I love the objections.
Maybe a few. There should be some fireworks after lunch. Don't you have school?
It's furlough day. One of the great things about a bad economy.
Mr. Savarese! Nick?
Wow. What happened to you? Look at that.
Basketball injury.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to get some ice on that?
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt your work here, Nick, but we have a problem with this potential suit against Strickler Automotive.
We do?
Yeah. I used to work for the state's attorney's office. Don't know if you knew that. Anyway, I still have friends there, and they came to me warning me about this red flag.
And what's up?
Your second in command, what's his name?
Bill?
What about him? He has a record. Drugs, just like you. And that's why I'm here as your lawyer, to warn you. He'll probably use that against you to rebut your lawsuit. Now, to prepare myself for these upcoming depositions, I looked into other legal issues with your tow trucks. There were none. Thank God.
Thank God.
The 80 grams of heroin was found in the trunk of a car being towed by one of your tow trucks just last week. It could look bad for your lawsuit.
And why is that?
Well, it's a way to transport drugs. And the tow truck driver, he can't be implicated because he was just moving the car.
And what do you suggest I do?
Well, nothing. That's why I'm here, as your lawyer. I've looked into everything there is to know about your business. So in case of any trouble, I'll know what you know. And I can use my friends at the state's attorney's office to find out more. I hope I haven't disturbed you unduly. It's all been taken care of.
Oh, that's good to know. And just so you know, Carrie, as your client, I take this stuff very seriously. It's life and death to me.
So you speak very carefully on the phone with your workmates, Mr. Foster.
By careful, do you mean I had no knowledge of a scheme to defraud the government, therefore never mentioned it on the phone? Yes.
Okay. Let me play you another wiretap.
Hey, Warren. How you doing? Good. Just seeing what's in your head now. Well, I think I can get out of...
Objection, Your Honor. You have already ruled on spousal shield. The AUSA is attempting to circumvent...
This is a completely different government wiretap on Mr. Lamborn and Mr. Lamborn's live-in boyfriend, Mr.
Mr. Nemec is not a live-in boyfriend. He is a legally married spouse, wed in the state of Vermont after that state legalized same-sex marriage. Your Honor has already determined that spousal shield applies. Therefore, that same shield must apply to Mr. Lamborn's conversation with his spouse.
The Defense of Marriage Act clearly states that there is only one true marriage, that between a man and a woman.
It's a reactionary law.
Perhaps, but it is a law, and it's been on the books since 1996. And since there is no recognition of same-sex marriage in the federal courts, there can be no spousal shield for Mr. Lamborn.
Well, this is a tricky one.
No,
this one doesn't go to the loudest arguer. I will review precedent on this. Prepare your briefs and witnesses for tomorrow.
So they can't use the straight couples wiretap, but they can use the gay couples.
Unless we fight it.
Good. I'm glad you're doing this, Six.
Justice Lamb called an hour ago. Would you like to return?
No, afterward.
I have a dentist appointment arranged for Thursday. Does that still work?
No, we'll need to clear the schedule.
Excuse me, Mr. Breslow?
Yes.
Excuse me, I heard you speak at Harvard. It was a highlight of my time there. I'm Kerry Argos.
Jeremy, this is my assistant, Hal.
Hey, I'm sorry to be... I'm just so in awe.
Ooh.
May I help you? Is there something that you need here?
Yes, in fact.
He's innocent, but he speaks honestly on the phone to his spouse, and it doesn't look good.
Well, with the other tap thrown out, in fact, it looks even worse because we don't hear about the orders the CEO gives him.
We need to keep it out. Hi. Oh, yeah, from basketball. Guy caught me with his elbow. Someone is out in reception to see you.
Okay, who?
Jeremy Breslow. Yes, him, the Supreme Court super lawyer. He's just sitting out there.
Why?
He wants to see you about your case, the tax launch case.
This case? Why?
DOMA. This ruling could set precedent for years, maybe decades to come. It isn't simply a matter of your client's innocence or guilt. It's a doorway to the overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act. That's why I'm here. And that's why I intend to help you in court tomorrow. This is my right hand. I want you to look at it. It is with this hand that I promised my brother, dying of AIDS, that I would defend the rights of gays to my very last breath. I would use all my talents, my strengths, my treasure to advance the cause of Stonewall, Harvey Milk, Lawrence versus Texas, and now Will Gardner. Diane Lockhart, names that will mean as much in 2 decades as those do. For we, right here, right now. We are making decisions that will impact the future of gay rights. And all you have to do is say yes. Let me help you.
He's full of it.
What? No.
He's Barnum and Bailey.
He's a liberal lion. He's a giant.
Who will swallow this case whole. It'll all be about him, not about the client.
He's also free. There's another reason we want him. They just dropped the charges against our co-defendant.
What? When?
Just now. Without the other wiretap. They don't have enough against the CEO. He'll testify against us.
Damn it. Guess who?
Here?
It's a gift for Grace.
Oh, there's a little more. A little more. It's orange. A little more over there. That's it, Gracie. You got it. Oh, Gracie, that's perfect.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Alicia. Alicia.
Mom. Your hair. What are you doing to your hair?
What?
I like it longer. I like it shorter. Oh. And what's going on here?
The table. You need to move it over there. Then you'll have more room.
Grandma bought us presents.
Oh, they've gotten so big. Zach's taller than I am.
It happens after 2 years.
Has it been 2 years? No, it hasn't. And look what I got you for Thanksgiving.
There's not enough room in the fridge.
So Owen tells me you met someone, Mom?
Oh, actually.
Come here. Hold me.
Malcolm died. She brought him back to bury him at a stroke while they were on the cruise.
Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Malcolm was always such a beautiful man, so full of life. Zach, get me my purse, will you?
Mom's run into some legal trouble.
Here's the will. Malcolm left everything to me, but his son never liked
Mom,
me.
Mom, this is a subpoena.
Oh?
Yes, for yesterday.
Really? Oh, and I got you this book. You have to read it.
It says Malcolm's son says the will is invalid. They amended it.
Here it is. Vagina, a new biography. It's very powerful.
Mom, this says Malcolm left you nothing.
Oh, well... And I'll really need you, Alicia. Oh, it says you're such a good lawyer now.
I am honored, Mr. Breslow.
Thank you, Judge Friend. But I am the one honored. To be representing such a fine young man as Mr. Lambert.
You're a little crowded over there at the defense table. Ben, why don't you get them an extra table? Is the government fine with the addition of Mr. Breslow?
Of course, Your Honor, as long as our underdog status is now formalized.
The United States is underdog. I think that's the first time since the Revolutionary War.
Do you have a first witness, Mr. Breslow? And, of course, by extension, I mean Ms. Lockhart and Ms.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. I would like to call former Attorney General Arthur Shipton.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What is the United States government view of DOMA?
It is the current United States policy to not enforce the Defense of Marriage Act.
I see. And why is that, Attorney General?
Objection, former Attorney General.
Bucky, please. You may continue.
Because the current administration believes the law to be unconstitutional. It is discriminatory to define a marriage as only between a man and a woman.
And therefore, it would be the opinion of the government that Mr. Lamborn and his husband are in fact legally married. And that this wiretap should be excluded based on spousal shield?
Yes, that would follow.
Thank you, Art, for rushing over here on such short notice.
No problem, Chair.
I tend to the witness, Your Honor.
Thank you, Chair. So, Mr. Shipton, it is the opinion of the current administration that the Defense of Marriage Act discriminates against same-sex marriage, and it should not be enforced.
Yes, sir, as I said.
And this would apply to every level of the government.
Yes, sir.
Social Security benefits?
Well, I will admit the Social Security Administration has been slow to modernize.
Meaning that same-sex spouses do not receive Social Security benefits.
That is correct, currently.
What about federal estate tax deductions? Are they available to same-sex spouses?
No, regrettably.
Spousal medical benefits for government employees?
No, not yet.
Medical and dental insurance for military spouses? Discounted housing? Surviving spousal benefits? Anything?
Again, not yet.
So let me get this straight.
The current administration considers the Defense of Marriage Act to be unconstitutional and discriminatory, and it should not be enforced except when it comes to money.
Objection! Counselor is testifying.
Ma'am, Mr. Breslow questioned the witness. Only he is allowed to object. Mr. Breslow, do you have an objection?
No, Your Honor. This is too entertaining. Don't do that again. I determine the pace and rhythm of questioning.
So, Mr. Shipton, have you heard the biblical imperative, where your treasure is, there your heart will be?
Yes, Matthew 6:21.
Well, wouldn't the inaction of the current administration on these issues indicate where their heart really is on the Defense of Marriage Act?
Okay, I'll interrupt there. Thank you. You can sit down now, Bucky. It seems to me there are mixed signals on the constitutionality of DOMA, and it is left up to the individual courts to decide on the veracity of a marriage. So, please present me with evidence on Mr. Lamborn's marriage.
Ms. Lauren?
Yes.
I'm David Lee, family law. Alicia asked that I help with your probate.
Oh, lovely to meet you.
Would you like some M&Ms?
Oh, yes, I would, actually. Oh, thank you very much.
So you're Alicia's mother.
Yes, and you're Alicia's boss.
Well, one of them. I'm so sorry about your recent loss.
Thank you very much. Do you think there'll be any difficulty with this?
Depends. The other claimant says that you were cheating on his dad. That's why the deceased changed his will to exclude you.
That's a lie.
Unfortunately, a convincing one.
So, I've lost, then?
Not necessarily.
Why not?
I'm good.
Oh. My hero.
Will your finances be devastated if you lose this probate, Miss Lloyd?
Veronica. Yes, they will. Does that matter?
It can. Destitution plays well to a court. Is your second marriage?
Third.
Really?
I've never found anyone to satisfy me, I guess. They either bore me or die. David Lee. That doesn't sound Jewish. It sounds Chinese.
Ellis Island. Oh. Lee for Liebenbaum.
Oh. I've always liked Jewish men. I always thought a penis never looked quite right unless it was circumcised. Oh. Excuse me.
So, when are you going to make my sister a partner?
Unfortunately, it all comes down to who you know. And Alicia knows so few people.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
Hello, Mrs.
Lloyd. Veronica.
Will Gardner.
And you're a friend of Owen's?
No, I work here with your daughter.
Alicia and Will went to school together, Mom.
Oh, isn't that lovely? My son always talks very loudly when he patronizes me. And I saw you two standing here laughing, and I assumed you knew each other.
And we go back a long way.
It's best not to joke with her. She doesn't understand. Will and I met the last time I was here.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yes. She still swam the entire race. Hi, Mom. Hi, Alicia.
What a lovely mother you have, Alicia.
Thank you.
She was just telling us about swimming class in third grade.
You got here early, Mom.
Yes.
I thought I'd see where you work.
I know, and let you talk.
I got here late as well. Nice work in court.
Veronica?
Mm-hmm.
Is that him?
Yes, it's Malcolm's son.
Didn't skimp on the lawyer. Let me do all the talking, okay?
No. Your client.
My client.
He says that I didn't love Malcolm. I spent 5 years with Malcolm.
You cheated on him. You were divorcing him.
Is that what you told your father?
That she was a cheater? Yes.
And divorcing him?
Yes.
And after that, he wrote up an amendment, leaving everything to you.
Wait a minute, Brian.
You're damn right. He was so angry, he wrote it right then.
Good. Then, sir, we are suing you for intentional interference with expected inheritance.
Oh, come on.
You told your father a lie to get him to change his will.
It wasn't a lie. She was cheating on him.
Do you have photos?
Okay. That's enough.
You can't do that. You can't lie to somebody to get them to change their will. We'll be sending over our subpoena. You are going to get everything, every cent, Veronica. He told his father you were cheating on him. He has no proof.
David, do you have a minute? My mother cheated on him.
How do you know that?
She told my brother.
And your brother told you?
Yes.
And have you told anyone else?
You.
Then we'll be fine.
But she'll be deposed, and she'll lie.
She'll be deposed, and she'll tell the truth as she remembers it, and she remembers she did not cheat.
My mother remembers things creatively.
Just don't tell anybody else, and we'll be fine.
Oh, no.
I love Oren. How do I know? If he died, I would die.
And that's why you married. Not for any tax or health benefit, but because you loved him.
Yes. Shakespeare said, a man in Hugh, all Hugh's in his controlling. Warren is that to me.
Thank you. Tend to the witness.
Well, that was very moving. You must be very committed to Warren.
I am.
Good. Sounds like a solid marriage. What are free Fridays?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
I'm not sure how to rule on that, Mr. Breslow. How is this relevant?
Well, Mr. Lamborn was very convincing in his Shakespearean portrayal of a devoted and happy marriage. I just want to see how devoted it really is.
Overruled. You may answer.
What do you mean, Free Fridays?
You tell me. You and Warren talked a great deal about Free Fridays. One of the wiretaps. All I want to know is, what are Free Fridays?
They're date nights.
Oh, I see. So you have dinner with Warren, go to a show. Wait, maybe that's not what you meant. Who are you dating on these date nights? Mr. Lamborn?
Other people.
Ah, I see. So Free Fridays are free because you allow your spouse and your spouse allows you to have sex with other men.
Mr. Lamborn, you must answer.
Yes.
And if Warren were to die on one of these dates, would you die too?
Objection. Argumentative.
Withdrawn. Tend to the witness.
Mr. Breslow, I think you should see this.
Not now. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Breslow, you want to see this now? We had our investigator look into the CEO.
Mr. Foster, how long have you been married?
20 years.
And how many affairs have you had in that
Objection.
Time?
Objection. Your Honor, relevance?
Miss Lord, would you like to explain the relevance?
Yes. Mr. Stabler has questioned Dale and Warren's marriage based on their affairs. We are intending to show equivalence.
Mr. Foster, please excuse our impertinence. How many affairs have you had? Mr. Foster, it is now an issue of fact. Please answer.
Five.
Oh, God. Remind him he's under oath. We have a record of 12.
Okay, enough. Thank you. I'm ready to rule. It is true that courts have been allowed leeway to discern whether individual marriages are legitimate. But I find the facts here to suggest nothing more than equivalence. Some heterosexual marriages are messy. Some homosexual marriages are equally so. That proves nothing. Doma is the law of the land. That is all I can depend on. For that reason, I must rule the wiretap is admissible.
So now what?
We lost the battle. We haven't lost the war.
Mom, you cheated. You can't say you didn't cheat when you did.
I didn't cheat. You know me. I talked. I flirted. Malcolm knows I flirt.
His son never liked me. That is why he filled his head with us.
Why the TV over there? Shouldn't it be in that corner?
I like it over there.
Hmm. Is this about me being away?
It's what about you being away?
All this parental talking to.
You were away for 2 years, Mom.
Malcolm wanted to.
He had the soul of a vagabond.
I called.
I know.
I'm sorry. I love you. You know that, don't you? You know, you really should read this vagina book. She talks about the profound connection between the brain and the vagina. It really explains a lot.
Sounds great, Mom.
You know, you've gotten a lot more ironical lately. Do you know that? Is it about Will?
What?
Will? Your boss. Will? Is that what this is about?
Oh, my God.
Don't get in a fight.
I had to tell her something. She thought Will was gay and he was into me.
So you told her I slept with him?
No, no, I would never tell her that. I told her you had a crush on him.
Oh.
She thought we were gay.
You just say it's none of your business.
Have you ever tried that with Mom?
It's not his fault, Alicia. We're family. We don't hide things from each other.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you. And that was your boyfriend, Mr. Lambord, admitting that he committed fraud?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Nothing further, Your Honor. Tender the witness.
Mr. Breslow, any questions?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Could you give us a minute?
Certainly.
You can't let that stand. The tap makes it sound like Dale admitted guilt.
No. The judge is smart enough to see he was just being a conscientious CFO.
Dale, let us cross-examine. The judge has to have this underlined.
No, we underlined at the closing. Dale, you brought me on for my experience. My experience tells me we wait. Sorry, Diane. Alicia.
You want him to lose.
I want him to lose. What are we talking about here?
You want Dale to lose. You want to take this DOMA issue to the Supreme Court, and you can't do it if he wins. You can't appeal or win.
This is my right hand.
Oh, don't give me that crap.
I'm here to win. How many times have you argued before the Supreme Court? How many times have you gone toe-to-toe with Justice Scalia? I don't need to justify my defense to you. I am here to win. I am here to win it all. Everything. For all of us.
He has answered all of your questions completely at once. So you're saying it was Mr. Lamborn's idea to commit this fraud?
Yes. A CEO has to rely on his CFO, and I guess I just couldn't rely on Dale. I'm sorry that makes you angry, Dale, but you know it's true.
Well, thank you. Nothing further?
Mr. Breslow, anything?
No, Your Honor. We'll save our rebuttal for the closing arguments.
I have a few questions, Your Honor.
Ma'am, no.
I have a few questions.
I'm leading the defense, and I say no questions.
He just lied about you, Dale. He was your friend, and he lied to your face.
That's why we wait for the summation.
No, you answer a lie now, or it sticks.
Ladies and gentlemen of the defense.
Just a second, Your Honor. Dale, we don't want our defense to seem unorganized.
He wants you to lose. To him, it's not about you. It's about the issue.
Where do we stand over there?
This is a mistake.
Mr. Foster, you testified that the fraud started with Dale, not you.
Yes. I trusted him.
Mm-hmm. Let me play you this tap.
Well, that's not your fault, ma'am.
It is my fault if it's discovered.
Excuse me. Objection. The court has already excluded this tap due to spousal shield laws.
Yes, Mrs. Slark, I thought my ruling was clear.
It certainly was clear, Your Honor. When Mr. Foster was a defendant, the tap could not be played. But he's no longer a defendant. He's a witness, and I'm using this tap for impeachment. There is no spousal privilege with impeachment.
That seems to be eminently clear, Bucky, doesn't it?
We would preserve our objection for the record, Your Honor.
Please continue, Mrs. Slark.
Covered the extent of this fraud, I could find myself facing a grand jury.
I've been authorized to offer you 4 months. Admission of complicity, $500,000 in restitution. I think you would all agree that this is a difficult plea bargain for the Department of Justice to make. You have 10 hours to give us a yes or no.
Thank you, sir. We'll give it its due consideration.
Wait till he turns the corner.
Now, congratulations, Dale.
I thought he was going to say 4 years.
Thank you. Mr. Nemec.
Do I know you?
No, I saw you in court. What you and your husband are doing as a gay man, I thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Nemec?
I still can't believe this is happening. Look at me, I'm still shaking.
Come on, Mr. Breslow, we won.
No, ma'am, we didn't. I wouldn't take it, Dale. You're innocent.
But they're coming after me for 12 years, and they have the evidence.
Mr. Breslow, you have an agenda here. You have a reason to reject this. Tell him.
Gladly. Come on in. Your husband has been offered a four-month sentence and a $500,000 fine. I can't promise better. In fact, my guess is, if Dale doesn't take this plea, he'll be found guilty. I take no solace in that. I just think you've been treated unjustly. And you've been treated unjustly for one reason. You were gay men. Now, with clever maneuvers, we can limit your sentence. Alicia and Diane, they're clever. They can manipulate the law, and they will succeed because they're good. But the law would not change. And same-sex couples would still struggle under DOMA.
You're asking us to lose?
Yes. I'm asking you to force the court to face its hypocrisy. We want to take this to the Supreme Court. You are two picturesque, upper-middle-class gay men who can't be dismissed easily. You are exactly what we need to pull Justice Kennedy to our side. It's not just about you anymore. It's about the entire gay community. It's about you two sacrificing so that we can overturn DOMA.
What do you think?
I don't think you're gonna like what I think.
I can't believe it.
He's a good salesman. Okay, it's not over yet. If they're not taking the plea, we have one option left.
Winning?
Yep.
Owen, hi. What are you doing here?
I've been subpoenaed.
You...
Be outside.
Thanks, Carrie.
It's Malcolm's son. They want to question me.
You talked to him about Mom cheating?
He brought up Henry, the oil man. I said I'd never met him.
They're going to ask you what Mom told you, and she told you she was cheating with Henry?
Well, what do I do? I mean, if I tell the truth...
And Mom's perjured herself.
Yes, and she loses the inheritance. She loses everything.
But if you lie, you're perjuring yourself.
Well, what is that?
That's a Class 3 felony, 2 to 5 years.
You're kidding me.
Damn it. I have to get to court.
No, well, okay, what would you do?
What would I do? The same thing as you. You tell the truth.
So you're saying, Mr. Collegio, that it is a fact that Mr. Lamborn is innocent?
Yes.
And how do you know this?
I'm the head IT guy at Tax Launch. I mean the chief departmental software officer. And I know that the server went down during the time in question. Mr. Lamborn couldn't have seen or impacted the fraudulent returns in question.
Thank you, sir. No further questions, Your Honor.
Just one for me, Your Honor. Mr. Collegio, in your opinion, is our client, Dale Lamborn, an honest man?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've known him for 10 years. I trust him with my life.
Thank you.
Just a few questions, Mr. Collegio.
So, Mr. Collegio, you know the client, Mr. Lamborn, personally?
I do.
Have you ever had a personal sexual
Objection,
relationship
Objection, Your Honor,
with
beyond
him?
The scope.
Your Honor, the defense, in its questioning of Mr. Collegio about Mr. Lamborn's honesty, used him as a character witness. They opened the door to my questions about personal bias.
You are really screwing us.
Just playing long ball, man.
Did you hear me? What? The tap, it had an overhear. There's an overhear. When the CEO hung up, after Vance hung up, there were two clicks on the wiretap with two tap disconnects. It's not just the feds, there was somebody else tapping it.
Talking about the two wiretaps?
Yeah, that's not just the feds. Somebody else was investigating the CEO.
Who else would be investigating Vance?
My guess is State.
We need to subpoena what they have. They have to give it to you. You have an ongoing trial. Yeah. Thank you.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You really haven't read it. Well, basically what she says is that our obsession with the clitoris is unhealthy.
Mom.
Oh, hi. I was just telling Will about the vagina book we're reading.
I'm not reading it.
No, it sounds interesting.
Well, I'll get you a copy. You're really not seeing anyone?
I'm really not seeing anyone.
Okay, Mom, right this way.
Talk to you later.
I'm getting you that book.
Shall we get started, Mr. Cavanaugh?
Yes, okay.
My client claims he discussed an affair between your mother and another man. Isn't that true?
No, it's not.
You liar!
Restrain your client. He's the one who lied. He's the one who got the will amended so that he could cheat a poor widow out of her property. He is the one who is not telling the truth.
Please.
There are no
histrionics
here, sir.
This is not your final summation.
This is our deposition.
He has no emails. He has no tweets.
There were two wiretaps, Bucky.
Well, and that should impress me. Why?
Your key witness, Vance Foster. He was being investigated by state on embezzlement charges.
Are you involved with this?
Involved with what? Keeping things from your co-counsel, Miss Lockhart?
We subpoenaed a second wiretap from state. It gives a clearer picture of Foster. He bought a yacht. He admits it in a call with his mistress. The yacht came from a kickback on the fraudulent tax returns.
I'll get back to you.
We're not taking a plea bargain.
On that, we agree, Bucky. Drop these charges, or we will present them in court. You'll lose and expose some embarrassing interagency confusion.
Like I said, I'll get back to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You just stuck us with DOMA for another decade.
Not a bad oven for such a small kitchen.
You still grumpy?
Nope.
Well, the turkey's almost done.
Okay, so I got 3 whites and 2 reds. You think that'll be enough?
Apparently not. Have you been talking here?
Mom won her probate fight.
Congratulations.
Your sister thinks we're liars.
Grace, can you get that?
After the years I put in with Malcolm, I deserve that money.
I'm fine. I didn't say anything.
You don't have to say anything with that look of yours.
Mom, it's Grandma. The other one.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't know she was coming.
She's coming.
And Peter, too?
Yep.
But what is this called again, Christian?
Saoko. Sal is a Cuban drink. It just needs ice.
Perfect for this weather. I love these Cuban names. It's so tropical.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome. Have you met Christiane?
You have a lovely home.
Why, thank you.
Oh, let me get some glasses for this.
Saco.
Saco.
Hey, Mom, they're talking about your case.
I'll be right there.
Mom's in the kitchen. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you, Jackie.
One pill and no alcohol.
So I looked at this case, and when I saw it, all I saw was that you were taking this to the Supreme Court.
Not every case is built for the Supreme Court. Sometimes you just have to win it. And that's what I decided here. We discussed the possibility of a test case, but in the final analysis, Mr. Lamborn's freedom was key.
Hi.
Hey. Having fun?
Got anything stronger?
Yeah, if we raid the evidence locker.
Don't tempt me.
Oh,
no. Yep. Oh, Christian.
Hey.
So glad you decided to visit. Zach and Grace were wondering about their other grandmothers.
I heard you nearly died, Jackie.
A stroke from helping out with the kids by myself.
Well, at least you got a young companion out of it. How much do they charge?
$40 an hour. You should consider it. You won't have to go begging for male attention.
Yes, paying for it seems to run in your family.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, darling.
How are you two doing? So, how's she doing?
Much better.
Good. She seems happy.
Yes, very happy. She's a funny lady.
What do you mean by that?
She's funny. She makes me laugh.
You've been spending a lot of time with her, huh?
Yeah. She has extended my hours.
Really? What? that necessary?
No.
No, thanks.
So, he's over here a lot? Peter? Sometimes? And you go over to his place. Is this because of me?
Of course, Mother. Everything is because of you.
You know what I mean. You can't let go. Even as a little kid, you never could let go of friends or old school books, even your dad. You never want to let go of his hand. And now, there's this person at work, Will. And you want him, but you won't let yourself have him because then you'll be like me.
I look at you sometimes, Mom. And I am just amazed.
I'm happy, Alicia. I never do anything I don't want to do. Are you happy? Can you say you are?
I can say that I'm living the life I want. And I can say there are a lot bigger things.
No, there aren't. The older you get, the more you realize there's only one thing. Happiness. Never gonna divorce you, you know.
Hi, Veronica. It's nice to see you, too.
She's a good person. You're exploiting her.
How? By not divorcing her?
Yes. You're leading her on. Let her go.
What if I don't want to let her go?
Then you're just being selfish.
Do you need any help?
Please.
Excuse me, Veronica. Need. Don't tell me it's the bathroom window again. What are you doing?
Getting undressed.
Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my life.
Door's open.
I don't get it.